Welcome to Shir number 6.
Simen Sadi Tet Sif Hey. Ein Mevatli Nisr Lechatchila. Ein Mevatli Nisr Lechatchila. We're not allowed to Mevatl Isr Lechatchila. That means to throw Isr into a pot in order to eat it. V'afilu nafa l'toch heter she'en bo shiur levatlo, even if it fell in by accident, ein mosifin alav heter kadei levatlo. You cannot add heter in order to mevatlo it. Avar ubitlo, someone added heter and mevatlo the iser, osarib alav, or they added in some way more heter, im b'shogeg mutter. If the heter was added in b'shogeg, the food is mutter. Vim b'mezid aser. But if it was intentionally added to mevatel the iser, then the food is aser li mevatel atzmo, to the guy who added the heter. Im hu shalo, if it's his. V'chein l'misha nitbatel bishvilo, and whoever he intended to mevatel the iser for. The osring lamochro gam kein liyisrael, and you can't sell it to now a Jew. Liyisrael acher shelo yaneu mima shabitlu. You can't get any hanoa from what you mevatel. Ulishar kol adam mutter, but to other people the food is mutter. So if you accidentally add heter, the food is mutter, but if you did it on purpose, it's usher for you, it's usher for who you mevatled it for, but another person who came along and ate it, it would be mutter for that person. The Ramah. The dafka shenisarish v'yavish v'yavish. O, afilu lach blach, l'man de omer, she'ein omrim chaticha nase nevela, k'dlayo b'simin tzadi beis. In other words, when do we say that this bitul b'shogeg works to matter the food? That's in the case of yavesh b'yavesh or lach b'lach. Continuing on, aval chaticha shabala iser lo mahani shnisosev achar kach heter v'lo amrinim bey daha amrinim bey chaticha nasa nevela. Now the difference between chaticha nasa nevela in this case and the first two cases, we have yavesh b'yavesh, lach b'lach, and this third case is lach b'yavesh. So yavesh b'yavesh, we could say that the taste from one yavesh didn't go into the other taste, so therefore it never really was a chanan. The lach b'lach, even though that the taste of one lach was mixed with the other lach, you could say that there's no chaticha nas in nevela, because you need a chaticha, a place where it's nikar, where the iser is nikar, then you say chaticha nas in nevela. But if it's lach balach, where the iser is dispersed evenly throughout the pot, there's no one point where you could say, here's the iser. It's all mixed up, it's all around. It's not nikar in any one particular place. So you don't say chaticha nas in nevela. But in the case of a chaticha, that's this case, chaticha nasa nevela, you say that the iser is right here. Here it is, you can point to it. It's nikar and separated from the rest of the pot. So in chaticha nasa nevela, by chaticha, you don't say that adding b'shogeg is going to matter the meat itself. Continuing in the Ramah, v'yesh omrim, d'afilu b'makam d'lo omrinen chaticha nasa nevela, that would be a case of lach balach, where we don't say chaticha nas in nevela, yet it only helps to add the heter before it is known that the iser was mixed up in the lach balach. Aval im noda tarubis, but if it was known that there's iser in the lach balach, for example, lo mahani mashi nisosev achar kach. You know, it doesn't help that something was added later on to mevatel the iser. Ulefiza, hayat tzarich lehacham amoyre levatel iser. When you bring the food before a hacham to ask whether or not it's mutter or not, Lach kor im nisosev aheter lach harshinoda. The Chacham needs to ask whether or not the heter was put in after it was known that the iser was in the pot. In other words, he has to ask, when you put in the heter, when you added more water to your cholent, did you know that there was iser, a piece of nevela in that cholent? Or let's say iser shuman that melted, now you have lach balach, iser shuman. Did you know that there was a iser taste or dam, anything usher there? So if you did not know, so then the ribui helps. If you knew, according to this, the ribui doesn't help. Below Nahagu came. But the Ramah says, the Chacham doesn't have to ask the Ber Heitev on this point of the Minhag. Ber Heitev Yud Gimel says, cause of a taz, a ta'am de'ein lanu, the reason why we don't have to ask, de'ein lanu l'chus shema nisosef achar shenase nevela. We don't have to worry that the person is going to add food after it became a nevela. Dichazik isur lo machzikin, because we don't assume that everything became aser. Ananim yedua, if it was known lehamoira shenisosef, if he did know that food was added, elashen yedua emasai, but he didn't know when it was added. Bezevada yesh lachkor acherzeh. He has to ask. In other words, we don't assume that once the food became a nevela, we don't assume that the food became a nevela, and then it was something was added afterwards. We put everything on Chezkas Heter, that the way it came before us is the way it always was. But if the Chacham knows that other food was added, let's say other water was added to the cholent after it became usher, no, if he knows that that water was added to the food, then he has to ask when it was added. Vada yesh lachor acher zeh emasai nisosef chenerili lach ad kan lashono. That's the taz. The kas of b'shach afilu lamadi omer de lach balach nasa nevela. Even according to the people that hold lach balach becomes a nevela. V'chein chaticha shabala iser l'kule alma b'kulehu lo nagu lachkor. He says, no matter what, the Chacham doesn't have to ask. The Ulamach seeking this surah, because we don't assume the worst case scenario, which would be that everything was that the Isser fell in, and there wasn't 60 against it. Because you see right now that there's 60 against it. They don't assume that there was ever a point of 60 against it. You're putting everything on the Chazakah. The Shach, continuing on in the Ber Heitev, you'll see that the Shach argues on the Ramah. The Ramah makes a chiluk between Noda and Lo Noda. If it was Lo Noda, Shogeg helps. But if it was Noda, Shogeg doesn't help. And the Shach says, even in the case of Noda, Shogeg is going to help. We'll learn that in the Shir. Let's now start with the Shir. Midoraisa or Midorabanan? There is a machlokus whether the din of Ein Mivatlin Isser Lechatzkila was Midoraisa or Midorabanan. The Ravid and Rashi holds that it is Midoraisa. We learn this from Zroa B'Shela. The Gemara says that Zroa B'Shela is a Chiddush. Okay, that means that only in the case of Zroa B'Shela were allowed to Mivatl the Isser, but not any other place. Rashi explains that the Chiddush is that we are allowed to mevatel the taste of the Zror by cooking it. Rashba and the Ran hold that this din is midrabanan. In other words, the din of Ein Mevatel in Isser Lechatchila is only midrabanan. Really, midraisa, I would be able to throw a piece of nevela into my food and bottle it in shishin. But midrabanan, they said no. The Chiddush of Zror B'Shela is not that it is permitted to mevatel, but it's a mitzvah to mevatel it. The Noda B'Yehuda, brought the Pishchei Tshuva, holds a compromise position. He holds that the Isser to be mevatel, mamashos, is midraisa, but the Isser to mevatel tam is only midrabanan. In other words, you can to take a piece of nevela and throw it into the food and let it melt, that would be Aser Midoraisa. But to take nevela, soak it in water for 24 hours and then take nevela out, so then that would be midrabbanan asur. Okay, now, unintentional bittul. Okay, what would be unintentional bittul? Is if I have, for example, as we're going to see, honey with bees legs in it. And I heat up the honey and the bees legs start to dissolve. So the reason why I'm heating up the honey is in order to take out the bees legs. So I'm not heating up the honey in order to melt the bees legs, in order to eat them. That's not my intention. My intention is to heat up the honey so I could strain it to get the bees legs out. Derech Agav, now we use, in modern days, we use a centrifuge to take out all the solace, all the waste in the honey. But in the old days, they used to heat it up. The Taz says that if one does not have intention to mevatel the Yisr, then even though he caused the Yisr to be batel, it is mutter. An example of this is if one wants to heat honey in order to make it into a liquid, so that the bugs can easily be strained. Okay, now, again, what's going to happen is if I heat it up, the bugs are going to melt, some of them at least. It is mutter, even though this process is mevatel the taste of the bugs. Oh, even the taste, good. Okay, and as I said, modern factories use centrifuges. However, the Taz adds that this heter is only if there is no other way to remove the bugs. The Mishpat Zol Zahav holds that even if there is another way, even if there is another option that will not be mevatel the bugs, but that option is a tircha, it is still permitted to use this lesser option, this weaker option that will mevatel the esser. Avar ubitlo, if someone actually did mevatel the esser, bikavana. If someone was mevatel the Yisr b'mezid intentionally, then the food is usher for the person who was mevatel it and for the person for whom he was mevatel it for. That would be like in a factory. Let's say you have a factory that a Jew is working there and he's mevatel the Yisr and he knows that that food is going to be sold to other Jews. So that food would be usher for those other Jews if he was intentionally mevateling Yisr. The Taz says that if one intended to be mevatel Isser, but did it because he did not know that it was usher to be mevatel Isser, then the food has a din of a shogeg and it is not mazed. Shogeg atum mazed. If one is mevatel Isser b'shogeg, that's unintentionally, there is a machlokus in the Gemara whether we are gozer Shogeg atu mezid. We worry that someone will be matur the taruvis by intentionally removing the iser, or being mevatel the iser. Shogeg atu mezid. If we let it be b'shogeg, he won't take the iser too seriously, and then he'll come to actually mevatel it on purpose. And now we're up to the Gemara. Gittin. Nun dalet amud beis. A goze perach of orla. Okay, a goze perach, certain type of nuts. They're a davar chashuv, so therefore they're not batel even in a thousand. While they're whole, if they get cracked up, so then they're batel. However, let's just see what the din is here. A goze perach of orla. So orla, we know, is the fruit of the first 3 years. Got, then it's usher to eat that fruit, and it's a davar chashuv, so it's not going to be batel. If it got mixed up with other nuts and then they were cracked, okay, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda hold that even if they were cracked b'shogeg, they are not batel. So here he says that it's a gezeira shogeg atu mezid. According to Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, shogeg atu mezid, even if they were cracked by shogeg, they're not batel because we're worried that if we allow them to be eaten, so then somebody will crack them on purpose. Shogeg atu mezid. Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon hold that if they were cracked the mezid, So then they are not batal. But if they were kriyat b'shogeg, they are batal. So they're shogeg atumezid logozrina. The Beis Yosef says that the halacha is like Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon, that we're not going to go there shogeg atumezid. Continuing in the shir, we see in Simon Kuf Yud Zion that the Tur holds that Isurim, which are not batal, even in a thousand, like a Davar Hashu, Davar Sheba Minyan, Roi Lischabed, okay, if one of these pieces falls from a Taruvis on its own accord, let's say an earthquake knocked it off the shelf and it rolled into the ocean, then the Taruvis is mutter. That's called nefila. It fell in. But if it was mapil, removed accidentally from the taruvis, even b'shogeg, and thrown away, the taruvis is aser, because we make a gezeira shogeg atumezit again. So if it happened on its own, let's say even a dog came, grabbed it and ran away, so that would be mutter. But if a human being comes, takes it away, and even throws it into the ocean, so then the taruvis is usher. Why? Because of a gzeira shogeg atumezid. The Beis Yosef in our siman asks, why do we make a gzeira of shogeg atumezid in the case of mapilo, that's throwing it away, somebody comes, takes it away, and throws it? But in our case, when the isser was accidentally negated by adding heter, we do not make such a gezeira. Why aren't we worried that someone will purposely add heter to mevatel the isser? Okay, let's understand that question. In other words, over there in Kuf Yud, you see that the isser fell into the ocean. No, the isser was thrown into the ocean by some person, some clever fellow. He came and grabbed the isser and threw it away. But we're not sure it was the isser. He just took one piece out. And you see that we don't make a gezeira of shogeg atumezid. Here, somebody accidentally added more heter to the taruvis, and the taruvis becomes mutter, according to Machaber. So why over there, if somebody accidentally grabs a piece, throws it into the ocean, the taruvis is still usher? And here, when somebody accidentally adds more and mevatels the piece, everything is mutter. It looks like a stira. The answer is that in our case, we do not worry that someone will intentionally negate an isser, since he will definitely end up eating the isser. In our case, if he adds more, he's adding more, but if he eats that food, he's going to be eating isser. So we're not worried that someone's going to say, it's mutter to mevatel isser. We're not worried that. We're not worried somebody's going to make a mistake and say, since I could do it by accident, I could do it on purpose. We're not worried that. However, in the case of Kuf Yud Zion, since the isser might not exist anymore, we worry someone will intentionally throw a piece in the ocean and correctly assume that he's destroying the isser. Okay, since over there, the guy will always have in the back of his mind, oh, I'm not eating isser anyways, even if, you know, since I threw it away. So there's more of a chance that somebody's going to make a mistake and thinks that's the way to mevatel isser, by just throwing it away into the ocean, taking one piece, throwing it away in the ocean. Now he'll rationalize and say there's no isser there. But in our case, he won't make such a rationalization to say, oh, there's no isser here. No, there is isser here. And no one really wants to eat it mevatel. So again, just to paraphrase that, in Kuf Yud, Sif Zion, the isser is not there. So when the isser is not there, we're going to make a gezeira shogeg atumezid, because people rationalize. But in our case, we don't need to make a gezeira of shogeg atumezid, because we're not worried that somebody will intentionally mevatel isser. The Taz, number 8, has another answer. He says that in our case, since right now it is mutter without having any additional information, everything is mutter. Okay, he's putting everything on the chazaka of hetera. If he tells us that he added v'shogeg, he is believed that he did not, and he did not, since he did not have to offer that information. Meaning to say that the iser fell in, he didn't know it was there, he added more, and then he realized, hey, I just by accident mevatel iser. So we believe him that he did it b'shogeg, since he could have just kept quiet and just brought the pot to the Rav, and the Rav would have matred it because he put everything on the chazaka de tera. However, by mapil, since it would be usher unless he tells us that it fell into the ocean, and that mapil is the case where in kuf yud sif zayin, the taruv is his usher when it comes before us. We look at that pile of whatever it is, that pile of food, chatichos, and whether or not he tells us he threw a piece in the ocean doesn't help us. I'm looking at it and I'm saying it's aser. Right before me it's aser because there's a chaticha roilis chavid amongst these kosher pieces, and therefore it's aser. Now he tells me he threw one into the ocean, so I don't believe him because he's trying. I suspect he's trying to matter the food. Whereas in our case, if he didn't tell us anything, it would be mutter. So in our case, he has a migo. And in the case of Kuf Yud Siv Zayin, there's no migo. I'll just explain to somebody that might not know what migo is. Migo is, believe what I'm saying, because if I didn't tell you, I had a better claim. In this case, in our case, the better thing would have been just to keep quiet. So believe me that I'm telling you the truth, because if I didn't tell you anything, you would have mastered the food. That works for us, in our case, but it doesn't work for Kuf Yud Siv Zayin. There, if he didn't tell us anything, I would usher the food. So his claim that he threw it into the ocean by shogeg, it goes against what the reality is. So I'm not going to believe him. Chakira, investigation, page 43 of the Shulchan. The question is, does the Rav need to ask when it comes before you? You're the Rav. Do you need to ask, was the food added? Was there any food here added b'shogeg? Okay, so comes somebody before you. Do you have to ask? According to the smack, before the taruvas can be permitted, the rabbi who decides on its status must ask the cook if heter was added to kadeira after the yeser fell in. If so, then since the taruvus was usher before the heter was added, because we're going to say chanan b'shari surim, it does not help that there is now 60 against the yeser. Therefore, the rabbi must know if there was 60 against the yeser at the time the yeser fell into the kadeira. The Tur argues with the smack. According to the Tur, the rabbi does not have to investigate whether the heter was added before or after the iser fell in. There are two reasons. So again, somebody comes before you, do you have to ask, did you add anything to this pot after you realized that the iser fell in? According to the smack, you have to ask, and according to the Tur, you don't have to ask. So now there's two reasons, according to the Tur, you don't have to ask. You just judge it according as it's coming in front of you. Number one, the Beis Yosef explains that the reason is because the Tur does not hold the din of Chanan b'shari surim. Okay, that's easy enough. Therefore, mi'ikra din, the iser is considered only as an iser belua, and we can mitstarif the heter that was in the pot before the iser fell in with the heter that was added after the iser fell in. Thus, we need not to investigate if the heter was added, and we can judge the case as it comes before us. So we're assuming that the fellow put it in the shogeg. According to what we just learned before, we're not going to make a gezeira of shogeg atumezit. We're not assuming anybody's intentionally going to batel iser in order to eat it. The second reason, the Taz argues with the answer of the Beis Yosef. because that only applies to a case of Shari Surim. Oh, however, in a case of Asr V'Chalav, we do not say that either the milk or the meat is an Isser Belua. And therefore, any heter added after the Isser will also become Asr. So the Beis Yosef's reason only applies to Isser Shari Surim, but it doesn't apply to Basr V'Chalav. The Taz prefers to give an answer that applies to all cases, even Basr V'Chalav. According to the Taz, the reason we don't have to ask whether the heter was added after the Isser is because of the din ein machzikin isura. We do not assume the worst. We don't assume that there's something Isser. Therefore, we judge the case as it comes before us. So the Taz's answer applies even to Basr V'Chalav, but the Beis Yosef's answer applies only to Shari Surim. So according to the Tur, if it would come before a person a case of Basr V'Chalav, you would have to ask, or at least according to the Beis Yosef, that would be the pshat in the Tur. But according to the Taz, no, even by Basr V'Chalav, you're not going to have to ask, but we ain machzikin isura. Okay, now we're up to noda and lo noda. Whether or not knowing or not knowing is a factor before the iser was before the heter was added. Okay, let's read this again in the Ramah. The last part of the Ramah. V'yesh omrin. The afilu makam d'lo amrin chatichan asen avela. That would be like lach balach. Mahani a heter levato. Adding the heter does mevato. Lo mahani, I'm sorry. Lo mahani a heter levato. Elaim nis osef. If it was added, kodem shenoda tarubus. So by lach balach, kodem it was known. Adding heter helps. Avalim noda tarubus, but if the tarubus was known, kodem, like it was known that there was iser in the pot, and then something was added, lo mahani mashin isosev achar kach. We don't say that adding b'shogeg helps afterwards. Ulefita, according to this, haya tsari chacham hamora levatel aiser. The chacham who's going to mevatel the iser needs to lachkor, needs to check it out. Im is osev a heter lach reshenoda. If the heter was accidentally added after it was known, and the Ramah says lo nahagu kein, we saw that there's two reasons why lo nahagu kein. Let's look at our shir. Okay, in our shir I brought the Isser v'Heter. But I'd like to really read with you, for those of you who are not following along with the Sefer right now, just listen in. The Sifsei Das Tzadi Tet, look at Sifsei Das 15. That's Tet Vav. 15 Tet Vav. Sifsei Das Tzadi Tet 15. V'yesh Omrim Hashach Hirich, Hashach explains in length, V'tochan Kavanaso Avayer, and I will now explain him. Hine, Isser v'Heter Chlau Chav Dalet Din Yud Kos of Gimel Dinim. We have here three dinim. Echad, the Rishon, V'Noda Af B'Makom D'Lo Nasa Nevela, in a case where Noda, where it's no lo nas in avela. Okay, lo nas in avela is lach balach. Afilu hachi aser. Even still, it's aser. The kansu shogeg atu mezid. Kedas Rabbi Yehuda Ramer. So the Isser v'Heter says if it's noda, lach balach, and then more Isser was added, so everything is aser because of a gezeira, shogeg atu mezid. He says, like we learned over in Kuf Yud. Remember, I made the chiluk between Kuf Yud and our case, but the Isser v'Heter does not make that chiluk. B'mapio chad liyam. Vahi de tzadichet, the kasev atur, the mutter, b'shogeg hanu belonoda. And when was shogeg mutter? If it was not known that there was Isser there. The lo shayach kai gavda la mikante. You don't make a kanas if there was nothing to make a kanas on. You don't make a kanas shogeg atu mezid, because the guy didn't know. So there's no, it wasn't even shogeg. It was less than shogeg. Reteres v'zeh kushas habes yosef ayin taz ot tzet. Habes, the second case, below noda, afamakam denas in avela. Lo noda, even in a case where it's nas in avela. Afilu hachi, lo nas in avela, lo noda. That would be a case of basa v'chalav. So that's a big chiddush to say that in the case of basar v'chalav, it's not going to become a chanan. If the heter was added when it was at during the time of lo noda, that the milk was there with the meat. Big chiddush. Gimel, the third case. Afilu b'chaticha gufa choseres liot mutar. The Yisra v'heter holds that even a chaticha that was boleya iser is chozer to be mutter in a case of lono there. That would be called afshar l'sochoto dehetera. The rav, that's already a big chiddush. Okay, the rav, the darkei Moshe, he's kibla based in afshar l'sochoto dehetera. He agreed to the first two dinim, but no da kansu, that if it's known ublona lono da hiter, the lo amina nas in avela, and in the case of lono da, that is not nas in avela. So no da you make a kanas, and lono da there's no kanas. And what the Ramah wrote here, afilu b'makam the lo nas in avela, wrote selomar. Loman ibamakal denasa nevela shogeg certainly doesn't help in the case of nasa nevela dein heter benoda denasa nevela, because once it became known it's the piece of the nevela. Ela afilu b'makom de lo nasa nevela, even in the case of lo nasa nevela, like lach v'lach afilu hachi noda aser. Noda is asher dekansu, but by a case of lo noda, that you didn't know that the yeser was there, so shogeg would be mutter. In fact, that's not even a shogeg because you didn't know that the yeser was there. So again, noda, if the yeser is known that it's there and you added the shogeg, it's asher because of shogeg atu mezid. And in the case of lo noda, where you didn't know the yeser was there, so then adding heter helps. Even in the case of nasa nevela, however, the chaticha atzma, in the case of a chaticha, the hainu afshar l'sochato af lo noda aser. In the case of lo noda, it will be aser because you say afshar l'sochato de isura against the iser v'hefter. Ve'al zeh hisig ashach, and this the shach argues, the ein halacha kein. He argues it's not the halacha, and b'masha mekel below noda, below nasa nevela. That what in the case of lo noda, there's no nevela. Muchach v'gemora b'basar v'chalav. You see, in basar v'chalav is deraisa. U'mashar poskim af b'isurin derabanan. She'ain b'basar v'chalav. De'ain l'chalik miduhotzrich harosh l'taritz ha'hidayin nefech b'mashu v'shar poskim tirtu delach lo nasa nevela v'lo tirtu below noda. Ubenoda, nami shari b'vakom delo nasa nevela balach, and in the case of noda by sharisurim, so it's not nasa nevela in the case of lach balach behefse meruba below kansu, and there we didn't make a kanas. In other words, Yisra v'heter got mixed together, not basar v'chalav. Yisra v'heter got mixed together, and you added more by accident, so everything is mutter. It's not in the vela, perhaps in meruba. Vahi de mapio, yesh lachalek. In the case of mapio, we made the chiluk over there. Mapio's in kofiot. It was in kofiot. Yavor, v'raya mahad de be perikei de taruvis, on mishna, ein raya, de emes ke rev yosi, rev shimon, ele rev elazar de amar, v'halacha kol yisurin b'shogeg shari, af, Noda, midechalek bein mezid bein shogeg. Ulacha. Here we go. V'shogeg af noda lo kantzinim. Shogeg, even if it's noda, we don't make a kanas, according to the Shach. So he argues. The Rama says we do make a kanas if it's noda. Avu below noda li'inyan chana b'basar v'chalav v'aday aser. In the case of noda, in basar v'chalav, it's aser. And the Rama and the Isser v'heter wanted to matter it. Min ha'toira u'bishari surim v'hepsim meruba ein biyadi l'hakil. V'af v'nekudas ha'kesef b'no b'aga. Pik pik ala v'ayin b'minchas Yaakov klal pehei ot lamed aleph makom makom lani yathin yathin. Now let's look at our shir. This v'heter brings three dinim. Three cases. Noda, when he knows that the Isser fell in before the heter was added, the shogeg. Lo noda, he didn't know the Isser fell in, and then heter was added, the shogeg. And chaticha, a solid absorbed Isser, and then more heter was added in the shogeg. So in the first din, we make a gezeira to usher the additional heter unless 60 was added. That's in the case of noda. Okay, unless 60 was added against a taruvus, this is even in the case where we don't say a chanan. Yavesh biyavesh, lach v'lach. In the second din, we are mitzarif the additional heter. This is the second din of lo noda. We mitzarif the additional heter with the original heter to mevatel the iser. According to this, when iser fell in the taruvus, it does not become a chanan if it was lo noda. And here's the big point. This is true even if the iser was milk falling into meat. Okay? That's the iser v'hater. And the Rama is going to agree with it. The third din is an extension of the second din. According to the iser v'hater, even the chaticha becomes mutter, is enough heter added together with the meat, and there's 60 against the Isser in the meat. So that's Asher L'Sochotot De'Atera. So the first case, Noda, we make a Gezeira. Lo Noda, we don't make a Gezeira, even in a case of Basar Chalav. And the third case is Chaticha. The Rama in Torah's Chatzos agrees with the first two dinim of the Isser V'Heter. That Noda, we make a Gezeira, Shogeg Atumezid. Lo noda, we don't make a gezeira, even in the case of Basar V'Chalav. But the third case, that the Isser V'Heter matters the chaticha, that the Rama says no. However, the Rama argues in the case of the chaticha that absorbed Isser. He says that although the chaticha does not become a chanan, you don't need 60 against the whole piece, the piece is still Asr. This is because of the din of Asher L'Sochoto Asr. The Shach agrees to the Rama on the third din and argues with the Isser V'Heter on the first and second din as well. He says that by lo noda is not a factor in any case where we say Hanan even with the Rabbanan, because the moment the Isser fell in the Taruvus, it becomes a Hanan. Therefore, it doesn't help to add Heter to the pot, even though it was a case of lo noda. The Shach 16 adds that the reason why we do not ask if the heter was added after the Isser fell in the case of Basar V'Chalav, is because ein mazik machziking Yitzura. We talked about this already. We do not automatically the food assume the food is Asr. Meaning, we have a chazaka that nothing other than what we see before us, that's what happened. Okay, he also argues in the case where we do not say Hanan, and it was known that Isser had fallen in. If Heter was added Shogeg, the food is Mutter, because we do not make a Gzeira, Shogeg Atu Emezid. So now, let's do a review. The Isser V'Heter said that by Noda, when the Isser fell in to the Heter and more Heter was added, you know that the Isser was there, but more Heter was added by Shogeg, he ushers the food because of Shogegat Mezid, and the Ramah agrees. By Lon Oda, we say that if the food, if the Isra was in there, even by Basar V'Chalav, so and more Heter was added, so the food is Mutter, even in case of Basar V'Chalav. Both the Ramah and the Isra Heter agree, and the Shach argues on that. He says, by Basar V'Chalav, you don't say that, since it's a Hanan. Okay, and in the case of Chaticha, there's an argument between the Isra V'Heter and the Ramah. By a Chaticha, the Isra V'Heter matters the Chaticha in a case of Marba B'Shogeg, and in a case, and according to the Ramah, the piece remains Asr because the Efshar L'Sokhut of the Isur. The Shach agrees with the Ramah in case 3 by Chaticha, and he argues with both the Isra V'Heter and the Ramah, and in case of Noda of Shogeg, because Noda of Shogeg, he's going to say we don't make a Gzeira of Shogeg Atum Mezid, and in the case too of Lo Noda, where the Ramah matters, and both the Ramah and the Isra V'Heter matter even by Isra V'Chalav, so he argues with that to Shach, and he says by Lo Noda Shogeg by Lo Noda by Basar V'Chalav. Halacha L'maisa, the Pischei Tshuva brings the Prima Ganim who is Machmir even by Shar Isurim and says Lo Noda does not help as a factor to matter food. Okay, I think that's also the Shach, you have to look and see. Furthermore, we see in Malicha that if a chicken was cooked with the liver or the heart attached to a piece, we say Hanan, even though that midrash it should be mitzarif to mevato, we should be mitzarif to mevato the entire contents of the kedera, and that is a case of nimtza, meaning lo noda. Okay, let me explain that case. The case is that I cooked a chicken, so cut up chicken, and I find a heart attached to one of the pieces. So the Ramah holds Isra Davuk. That means that the heart will usher the chicken, that piece. And I need 60 against the whole piece. So we see from here that in a case of Lo Noda, I'm not mitzarif everything against the Isra. Because if I was mitzarif everything against the Isra, that piece would not be usher. I would only need 60 against the heart. Therefore, we were machmir even in Hafsam Ruba. However, since the Ramah says here that Lo Noda is a factor, and the Shach leaves it to the question whether Ramah retracts in the case of Hanan, therefore, if someone is Mako in a Hafsam Ruba, he should not be rebuked. Review questions. Is Ein Mevatlin Isra Lechatchila a Din Midraisa or Din Derabanan? So we said it's a machlokas if it's deraisa or rabbanan. According to Ravid and Rashi, it's deraisa. According to others, it's rabbanan. In what case is it permitted to mevato iser? The answer is when I'm not intentionally being mevato the iser for the iser's sake. For example, the bugs in honey. Number 3. If one intended to mevatel iser, in what case is the food mutter? Oh, so if even though you intended to mevatel iser, it's mutter for other people you were not mevatel iser for. Number 4. In what case are we gozer shogeg atum mezid, and why? So in the case where the iser is gone, destroyed, it was in Kuf Yud Siv Zayin, because if the Isra is completely destroyed, it's thrown into the Yam, for example, so then we're worried that people might make a mistake and think that that's a heter to just throw one away, and they might do it intentionally and rationalize, well, now I can eat it because I threw one piece away, and I can say that Mestam, that was the piece that was Usher, and I can eat it. Number five, must a rabbi ask if more heter was added after Ithar fell in? So there are two reasons why we say a rabbi does not need to ask, and one reason why we say a rabbi does need to ask. If you hold Shogegatu Mezid, so then a rabbi needs to ask. If you don't hold Shogegatu Mezid, so then you say one reason why he doesn't need to ask is because a machzikin esura, that we assume it's mutter the way it comes before us. The way before us is the way it always was. And the second reason is that we don't make a gezeira, Shogegatu Mezid. If he added, so then so what? We're not assuming that he's going to make a mistake and mevatel iser on purpose to eat it. Number six. What is the main factor that ushers food according to this v'hetter ramah and shach? Okay, well, according to this v'hetter, the main factor is whether or not we make a gezeira shogeg atumezi. He would matter even a chaticha that was shogeg. So the main factor by him is noda. According to the Ramah agrees noda is a factor, and he adds that chaticha is also a factor. And the Ramah and the Shach says that lo noda is not a factor. In any case, we say chanan, even with the Rabbanan. So lo noda is not going to help us that heter was added afterwards. As soon as it fell in, the tarufis has become a nevela. And chaticha, he agrees that chaticha is a factor. And the only case that he really matters is in the case of ein machzik in esura, where it comes before us, we're not going to have to ask. And he also is makel in a case where we don't say chanan, and iser fell in, and heter was added b'shogeg. We don't make a gezeira of shogeg atumezid. Number seven. So what points the Shach and the Ramah agree, and what points they disagree? So the Shach and the Ramah agree that in a chaticha, the chaticha remains aser. But in a case of noda, where the iser was added after it was noda, so the Shach is mekel, and he says we don't make a gezeira shogeg atumezid, but the Ramah does make a gezeira shogeg atumezid. Number eight, in the Hefs Meruba, does lo noda help lahalacha? Lo noda does not help lahalacha, except because why? Because you have the prima god in Pischei Tshuva and the Shach all agree that lo noda doesn't help. However, since the Ramah says that lo noda is a factor, so if somebody in a Hefs Meruba relied on lo noda to be mako, he should not be rebuked. Okay, that ends our shir number six. Thank you.